Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The health ministry in Gaza says Israel's army has detained the director of one of the last functioning hospitals in northern Gaza. Abdul Rahman Rayan was a patient there. They were shooting through the windows. There were artillery shells by the gates. The announcement comes after health officials said Israeli troops stormed the hospital on Friday and forced many staff and patients outside to strip in winter weather, according to the ministry. Faris Al-Afaneh was one of the patients evacuated. We were taken for interrogation at around 3 p.m. They stripped us naked and left us there until sunset and no one to aid us. We were left in the dust and then one would come and one would curse at us and spit at us. It was very ugly. Israel's army didn't respond to questions about the director, Dr. Abu Safia. It denied claims it had entered or set fire to the complex and said it was conducting operations against Hamas infrastructure and militants in the area and had ordered people out of the hospital. Tens of thousands of South Korean protesters rallied in Seoul on Saturday, intensifying calls for the immediate resignation of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol for declaring martial law on December 3rd. Jung Se-rong is one of those protesting. What I want is not only passing the impeachment motion, but also continuing the impeachment process until it is fully implemented. Therefore, I came here to continue to voice my stance. The Constitutional Court will hold a second hearing next week to review whether to reinstate Yoon or remove him permanently from office. It has 180 days to reach a decision. Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, the acting president, was himself impeached on Friday after he declined the opposition party's request to immediately appoint three justices to fill vacancies at the Constitutional Court. Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok has assumed the position of acting president while the cases of Yoon and Han are considered. This is VOA News.
There was no fear at all, not misuse of any agencies, and no religion-based politics was not there at his grave.
Robert Vadra, a businessman and husband of Priyanka Gandhi, is one of many who paid tribute to former Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh on Saturday. Singh, who held office from 2004 to 2014, died at the age of 92 on Thursday, after which 7 days of state mourning were declared. His body was then taken to his Congress Party headquarters in New Delhi, where party leaders and activists paid tributes to him, and his body was transported to a crematorium ground for his last rites as soldiers beat drums. Russia's Federal Security Service, or FSB, said Saturday it had foiled a plot by Ukraine to kill a high-ranking Russian officer and a pro-Russian war blogger with a bomb hidden in a portable music speaker. Ukraine has made it clear it regards targeted killings intended to weaken morale and punish those Kyiv regards guilty of war crimes as legitimate. Russia has said they amount to illegal acts of terrorism. On December 17th, Ukraine's SBU intelligence service killed Lieutenant General Kirillov, chief of Russia's Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Protection Troop, in Moscow, outside his apartment building, by detonating a bomb attached to an electric scooter. Kyiv had accused him of promoting the use of banned chemical weapons, something Moscow denies. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico on Saturday of opening a, quote, second energy front against Ukraine on the orders of Russia, as a gas transit dispute between the countries continued to escalate. Two top Canadian cabinet ministers have met with President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Commerce Secretary at Mar-a-Lago as Canada tries to avoid sweeping tariffs when Trump takes office. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Canada's new finance minister Dominic LeBlanc and foreign minister Melanie Joly met with Howard Lutnick, Trump's nominee for Commerce Secretary, as well as North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, who's Trump's pick to lead the Interior Department. The meeting was a follow-up to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's meeting with Trump at Mar-a-Lago last month. Trump has threatened to impose sweeping tariffs if Canada does not stem what he calls the flow of migrants and fentanyl into the United States. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A high-level delegation from Libya, led by Minister of State for Political Affairs Walid Al-Afi, Labor Minister and Libyan Intelligence Chief Mahmoud Hamza, has arrived at Damascus Airport ahead of a meeting with Syria's new leader Ahmed al-Shara. It is the latest foreign visit since the fall of Bashar al-Assad this month. Power in Libya is divided between the UN-recognized government based in the capital Tripoli and a rival administration in the east backed by military strongman Khalifa Haftar, who also controls the south. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.